A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. The word of the Lord. We celebrate today a solemnity of the Sacred Heart. We have three readings. This is our first from the prophet Hosea. I've chosen to reflect on this reading because it brings out, it seems to me, the core meaning in this feast that we celebrate. The Sacred Heart of Jesus. Heart always connotes that which is deep within and that which is deeply felt and deeply known. It is the center in many ways of our affective life, of our affections. It symbolizes love. Just as tomorrow we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and when we go to someone's heart, we are going to the core of who they are. And so the words of the prophet Isaiah here convey the Lord in an exceptionally tender kind of way. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. You can almost hear the pathos in Yahweh's, the Lord's, language. Yes, Hosea is that prophet which speaks so well of the Israelite people having gone astray and being called back, come back to me with all your heart, kind of thing. And in the reading today, of course, the Lord is indicating that he has compassion on his people. He will not treat them in a way that perhaps they deserve. But he recalls how when Israel was a child, when they were first his people, how a parent loves a child, raises the child, nourishes the child, and then how one's heart might even be broken if that child goes astray. But the parent still longs for the return of that child because there is nothing more profound than a parent's love. And so, the Lord is saying, when we were kids, we were loved. He taught us to walk, took us in his arms, drew us to himself with bands of love. In other words, the text of Hosea, as numerous texts in the Hebrew Scriptures, as well as in the New Testament, attempt to convey to us the love of God, the love of God made most present to us, most revealed for us in the love of Christ, and of course, as manifested especially in Jesus' willing to die for us. Greater love than this, no one could have than to lay down their lives for a friend. Friendship is that other form of unsurpassable, faithful love. And so as we celebrate this solemnity of the Sacred Heart, we are calling to mind God's unfathomable love, that's what God is, that God cannot not love, that God will go to any extent to be able to say to us, in some way, I love you. The extent to which God went was to send his only begotten Son into the world in order that Jesus Christ might make incarnate for us, palpable, tangible, that love of God and teach us to love as he loved. And so the extravagant love of God manifest in the extravagant love of Jesus Christ for us is to be also made manifest among us in our love for one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. So this feast of the heart of Christ is a celebration of the meaning of life, that we live in this mystery of love, that ultimately it's love that brought forth the universe, the act of creation itself. Greater love there could not have been for a God who did not need to create and yet chose to share his life with others. And yet greater love than creation was the act of incarnation, as God chose to set up his tent among us, intimately be one of us. Greater love than that there could not be. But greater love than that there was in the extent to which Christ lived his life in solidarity with us, even to the point of death, death on the cross. And so it's a great feast that we celebrate. We are reminded in many ways of our own infidelities to the Lord and to the covenant, but we are also reminded that for God, in some ways, that doesn't matter, that in the end, God cannot help himself but be merciful and loving. And that, as some have said, when we come to God, we've already been forgiven. For God sees our weaknesses, our foibles, and even our serious sins. But God sees through us to a deeper core, sees us as his children, knows us as the ones he's created, nourished, and loved. And today we relish in that love, and we celebrate that love, the extravagant love of Christ, teaching us to love extravagantly as well, teaching us to reach out to one another, to those in our world most in need, to those whose lives seem left untouched, as if they are unloved. We are called to reach out to those and to preach in that sense the heart of Christ, the loving heart, the sacred heart, the heart of love.